Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
It was incredibly nerve-wracking. I was sweating. Winning this means a lot, not just for our store, but for not even just Whole Foods workers, but workers in America.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and this week, workers at the Whole Foods store in Spring Garden voted to unionize. The vote was on Monday. Let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb, who covered this story, to talk more about it. And Pat, we chatted about this when the vote was scheduled. This is significant, not just for the employees at this store, but also kind of in the big picture, because this is the first Whole Foods and just the second Amazon property ever to unionize, correct?
That's right. And in fact, I was talking to a worker, Leah Germay, who said she was so nervous about the results because she felt like this was going to be important for every worker in America, not just other Whole Foods stores, but everywhere.
When we won, it felt better than could even imagine, because this was a long time coming. It feels amazing.
They did come through. They voted to unionize over a very vigorous campaign by Whole Foods to defeat the unionization. Whole Foods put anti-union literature up everywhere. They had what they call huddles, what the United Food and Commercial Workers, who are going to represent the workers, call captive audience meetings, where they call people in to a meeting purely to give them an anti-union message. And that actually is illegal. And the UFCW has filed a number of complaints with the National Labor Relations Board about the stuff that Whole Foods was doing leading up to the vote. And they expect to be filing more, because right up through the day of the election, which was on Monday, the UFCW president, Wendell Young, says they were doing things that violate federal labor law.
They're going to try and continue to fight to prevent these people from exercising their rights under the law. And they're going to count on their new best buddy in the White House. And as a community, we got to stop that.
Numbers wise, what was the vote?
It was 134 to 100 against. And it depends on who you talk to as to whether you think that's a close vote or a landslide. The UFCW says it's a landslide, that kind of margin. You know, if a politician had it, they, you know, would be called a mandate. Some of the workers felt it was narrow. They thought they had more support for the union when they first asked for the election. And they think, like, maybe some of the company's message about the company maintains there's no need for a union here, and that maybe that did persuade some people who were on the fence to vote no.
Post-vote, what was the reaction from Whole Foods or Amazon?
They admitted that they were disappointed. They reiterated that they feel that they offer great benefits, opportunities for advancement, and competitive pay. They don't claim their pay is great, but they say it's competitive for this market. And so they don't see the need for a union, but they said they're committed to maintaining a positive work environment at the store.
Now, this is just one step, right? They still have to negotiate a contract now. And how difficult are they expecting that to be?
Negotiating a contract with Amazon is something no union in the United States has done yet. There is one other unionized Amazon facility. It's a warehouse in New York. They unionized 2 years ago. They still don't have a contract. Amazon has not even sat down with them to negotiate a contract. UFCW says that, you know, this area is a little bit different because Philadelphia is such a pro-union city that customers kind of weighed in on the side of the workers who wanted to unionize, and that maybe that will carry the day a little bit further with Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon, but it is going to be a long and tough road.
Now, it has only been a few days, but has this led to talk of other Whole Foods maybe trying to unionize? A lot of times this stuff's contagious.
Oh, yes. Again, Wendell Young of the UFCW says that other Whole Foods workers in other stores have reached out to him to talk about what it would take to unionize their store. He wouldn't say which stores or where they are. He said that in other regions, other Whole Foods have reached out to their local UFCW to talk about it. So, and this is, of course, what Whole Foods is worried about, that this is a domino that has fallen now and that they will be seeing stores all over the country unionize.
That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us, and we will have more of the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio in just a few minutes. I hope you'll stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.